This is Piano Time Live with Michael Corman. This is our third attempt at this on Instagram Live. This is April whatever, 2023. This is the 5 millionth day of the COVID-19 pandemic. I have no idea if you can hear me. So we have a million technical problems. I don't know what to say. I think I might just keep talking, even if it doesn't work. If it does work, then great. If it doesn't, then you can just sit here and just watch me. You can just watch me just talk, just move my body, and then, you know, we'll work from there. I'm going to talk about how to read music today, because thank you for confirming that the audio is good. That's what I want to hear. And I can't hear the piano because I don't have it plugged into the thing, but this is a podcast. This is Instagram Live, but it's going to be a podcast. I have to use the extension cord for this. Is just, I've been doing this all day. I've been dealing with audio things because I had another microphone I wanted to use, but that's not going to happen until I get another adapter for it. So right now we're going to have to deal with what we have. This is going in here, and then this is going in here, and now I can hear it. Excellent. We're going to talk about how to read music, because everybody wants to know how to read music, right? Like, that's the hot topic of 2023, how to read music, right? How to read music. Why, you know, why do you want to know how to read music? Why is that even a thing? Why would you ask a question like that? You didn't ask that question. I'm asking that question. See, I'm just saying it, that you want to know how to do this. Reading music, okay? So we're talking about piano. We're talking about, you want this limitless power. It's not just like, well, you know, because you can Google it, right? Like, you know how to use Google. You know, you go on Google and you type how to read music, and it's going to tell you. You know, you can find 5 billion explanations of how to do it. You can learn how to do anything. You can go on YouTube and you type how to read music, and it will tell you how to do it. So why would I tell you how? Like, what is the how? But how's that going to help you? See, my job isn't to tell you how to do anything. My job is to entertain you. My job is to transmit wisdom from here over to there through my phone, over the internet, through your phone, or wherever you happen to be seeing this or listening to this. That's my job, is to initiate that process. It's not your job to do anything else. It's not your job to make anything happen. It's not your job to do anything except be a passive recipient of this. You just sit there, just lie back and just take it in. Just let me do whatever I want to you. To see, it'll go much easier that way if you just allow that to happen, so that it's not me having to do any work fighting you, who's going to be fighting me. See, why would we have to fight each other? Why? That doesn't make any sense. You know, we shouldn't be fighting about this. We should just let me do my thing and you just do your thing. And if it happens to coincide, if it happens to line up somehow, then okay, great. See, that's like, it's like the planets aligning. It's forces of nature. You don't have control over this. It just does what it does. So we're talking about reading music. We have a comment here saying Freebird. It's not going to happen. I don't know how to play that. Okay, I have a video. I made a video a few months ago, back in September. September 2022. Last year. That was in the first half of the pandemic. Here we are in the second half. This is Act 2 of the pandemic. We're talking about how to read music. How? Okay, so let me tell you how to read music, because, you know, as long as you're here, as long as you've paid me for this lesson, I'm going to show you. See, it's very simple because when you read music, you have this thing called a staff, and the staff has lines, okay? So you see these lines going across the page. That's the staff, okay? Now, for those of you at home who are watching this, I'm going to show you exactly what staff looks like. You can see it. You see those lines that go across the page? They're horizontal lines. There's a whole bunch of them. You already know what I'm saying, right? Like, you've heard this before. I don't need to go into this. So you know what a staff is. You know that it's like there's a bunch of lines, and then the notes are on the staff. They're on the. I mean, this is not news to anybody, right? Like, is there anybody, like, because maybe it is. You know, when I used to, there are just so many cables on the floor. I can't even move my body a single inch in any direction without fear of unplugging something. I'm literally like just tied up here. This is like, I feel like I'm a hostage. Some kind of, I don't know, very tense situation over here. You know the stuff that I'm saying. So are we not done here? We have a comment, never took a music lesson other than music appreciation class. Yeah, so they must have taught you in music appreciation class all about the staff, right? Now you may not be an expert. Look, do you see all these cables? Like, do you see what I'm trying to do? Like, I'm trying to teach you a lesson on music, and I have to deal with this. This is my physical reality here. Like, does that cause you to question the quality of the education that you're receiving right now? Because it should. Because I'm distracted. I'm not really here actually focused on what you need to know, at what I need to transmit to you, because I am tied up, literally tied up. I can't even move my hands. What am I supposed to do? But this is a metaphor, because when you're looking at music, there's all this stuff. It's a tangled mess. And, you know, you can Google it, how to untangle the mess, you know, because there's symbols. And if you just understand the symbols, you decode it. It's like you're just decoding the symbols. Now, you all know that. You know that. You know that. It's like, so my native language is English. And I'm going to assume that your native language is English too, because I'm from America and America is the best. So I'm just going to talk as if it is. Okay, I'm going to use the word English. You can substitute it if you're from somewhere else. Just use your own language. But when you learned English as a kid, when you learned to read, you did not, like, did you learn to decode? Like, yeah, okay, they told you what the letters meant, and you sounded out the letters maybe, and then what? Is that taught you how to read? No, of course not. What did that take? 5 hours, 5 minutes? That's not how you learn to read. That's not how you learn to read English. You learn to read by reading a ton of books. And then eventually you got good at it. But you didn't even learn to read before you were able to speak. So you learn to speak first. You learn to listen first. Before you learn to speak, you learn to listen. So when we're talking about music, it's got to be the same way. Now, I know this is going to be a very large pill for some of you to swallow, because you want quick fixes. You want, and listen, I get it, because, you know, who wants to sit around and wait to grow up before you can get the results that you want? But I'm here to tell you that the truth, the real truth, is that all the effort that you want to put in to controlling your universe is not actually, you don't have that much energy to put that effort in. So why, you know this, like, I don't have to say it. You already know that it's just too hard. You know that everything that you've ever tried to do is too hard. You know that sometimes you just have to just do whatever it is and just let the universe just do its thing. So that's the actual way to learn to read music. That's not going to be a satisfying answer. Okay, well, but satisfaction is not actually possible because life is not satisfying. Life is unsatisfying, inherently unsatisfying. So you can sit there and you can Google it. You should Google it, okay? Like how to read music. Like what do these symbols mean? Because I'm wasting my time, literally wasting my time if I explain it to you. And I'm wasting your time because you should be taking that time and Googling. You should be getting more comfortable with Google. So in music, you've got these major, you have major keys and you have minor keys. You must have heard these words before. So major, I literally don't even know what I'm talking about. This cable is out of control. Like, what do I do? What do I do? I don't know. See, this is minor. It sounds like that. And then you've got major, which sounds like that. This is major, okay? Minor and major. You hear the difference? If you hear the difference, then you know what I'm talking about. If you don't hear the difference, there's nothing I'm going to say that's going to fix that for you. You're not ready for it yet. See, that's the beauty of that's the beauty of learning, is that you don't even have to worry. If you're not ready for something, then so what? Great. Move on to the next thing. See, when I was a kid learning to read English, I didn't call it learning to read English. I just called it learning to read. I read a lot of books, and some of those books were way beyond my level. My level, okay? That's a word that teachers use when they want to put you in your place. They use level. They want to create distance. So how is that possible? How did I read books that were beyond my level? Well, I had this little trick. What I did was when I got to a part of the book that I didn't understand, I skipped over it and went to the next part. That's it. So that's how you do it. Just skip, 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 skip. Now, but you were taught in school that you can't do that. You were taught that you have to make sure you understand everything and that everything is, that you're always so diligent and so perfect and that you always know what you're doing and you're always doing everything the way you're never missing anything, because if you miss something, then that means that you are irresponsible and you are inattentive and you are just going to hell, right? That's the implication. Well, that might be true. I'm not going to say that they were wrong, but if what you want to do is learn to read, you can't do it their way. You have to do it your way. That's how you learn to do anything. Okay, see, you understand that learning existed way before there was such a thing as school. Okay, you realize that other animals learn. It's not just human beings who learn. And they don't have school. They don't have diligence and attentiveness. And they don't have teachers. And they don't have lessons and levels. They don't do any of that. They just figure it out. They just do whatever. And they eventually get it. See, when there's an incentive to actually figure something out, then you do it. So, if you want to know the answer to limitless power we're talking about, I'm not talking about just how do you learn to read music so that you can just get an A in your music appreciation class. See, if your goal is to get an A in your music appreciation class, then what you do is you go to class, you pay attention to what the teacher is saying, you study whatever handouts they're giving you, whatever they're putting up on the board, whatever they put up on the internet. You're just going to study all of that. You read the book, whatever, I don't know. Depends on the class. You know, you know the specifics of this. If you've ever taken a class, like, you know, you'd have to custom tailor your studying to whatever specifics are there. But then once you do that, okay, then you take the test and then you do whatever the teacher says to do. And then if you do it all the way that the teacher is expecting, then you will get an A in the class. Now, that's not in any way anything to do with, like, if you want to get good at reading music, if you want to become a master, if you want limitless cosmic power, that's not the way to do it. You're not just going to find one human being who has another agenda, a conflict of interest, really, and do what they say. Okay, you'll listen to a human being like me. I don't have a conflict of interest here because I'm only interested in you having limitless cosmic power. That's it. We've got some comments here. I heard that every good boy does fine, but I'm not sure if I believe it. Yeah, so that's a thing. Every good boy does fine. It's a mnemonic. It helps you memorize the notes on the staff. Every good boy does fine. E.G. whatever. I don't even know what they are. See, I have a master's degree in music, and I cannot rattle off what every good boy does fine. I can't even rattle off those letters. So if somebody's telling you that that's the way to do it, that that's going to get you there, try it. But I don't know. I never did it that way. Dude, why did the light just get brighter? Alexa must have thought I said something. Okay, she's listening now. Dude, that class was just PowerPoints on the eras, 20s to zeros. Nothing about music notes. Okay. Yeah, see, that's the thing. When you take a class, you're gonna learn whatever it is that the teacher wants you to do. And that's okay. It's like, you got to think of a class. It's like what you're doing right now. This is a show, okay? It's entertainment. It's not like, if you ever watch the movie The Karate Kid, now you have to see this movie. Why did that happen? What is going on? The light just changed again. I don't know. I can't live in my environment. The Karate Kid. This is the movie that you need to see, because this is the only movie that has ever been created. And I've seen all of them. I've not seen all of them. I've seen very few of them. But out of all the ones I've seen, this is the only one that depicts the learning process accurately. The only one that you should take as an example of how you should live your entire life. Wax on, wax off. Paint the fence. Sand the floor. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you got to go watch this. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you should stop watching me right now and go watch The Karate Kid. Because that's going to teach you everything you need to know way better than I could. Like, why do you think I didn't make a movie. Like, how can I compete with something like that? Is the light changing? No, I don't know. So this is what we call a major chord. It's a B major chord. I don't know. That's not part of the chord. But all these other notes, you see, this is a B major chord. It's three notes, okay? It's a chord. That's all you need to know about chords. That's all you need to know about major chords. It's three notes that sound like that. You can make a minor chord, too. That's B minor. All you need to know about minor chords. I just told you everything. Because you can Google the rest. Google the rest. You can Google the rest. Why not? Now you're going to say, Michael, stop being so lazy. Michael, a diligent, responsible teacher would teach the material. Wouldn't expect the students to just Google everything. Yeah, that's because I'm not a diligent, responsible teacher. See, I'm an anti-teacher. I'm not completely on your side. I'm a challenger. I'm not just a coach. See, in the empowerment dynamic, you have challengers. And you have coaches. And you have creators. You're a creator. I'm the coach, but I'm also a challenger. In the drama triangle, you've got victim, You've got a persecutor and you have a rescuer. See, I'm not a rescuer. I'm going to let you drown. I don't care. No skin off my back. If you want to call me a persecutor, go for it. But I'm not taking responsibility for that. I'm not going to own that label. That's totally your issue. If you want to sit there and that's going to be rewarding to you, is to see me, a guy on Instagram or on a podcast or YouTube or wherever you're seeing this or hearing this, which, by the way, is only going to happen because of the work that I did. It's the only way you can possibly hear this, because I put effort in out of the goodness of my heart, expecting nothing in return beyond your compliance and adoration. And just, I want you to be a little bit obsessed with me, honestly. But beyond that, nothing, nothing. Not asking for any money from you. What is happening? I don't like this. Why would it do that? Hold on. I don't know. So, where was I? Doesn't matter. See, I can just go in any direction with this. Because I've got you as a captive audience right now. You're hanging on my every word. Every word that I say, even if I just stop talking, you're still listening. You're waiting. What's he going to say next? You don't know. See, that's what it means to have a captive audience. You're just sitting there, just kind of like, I've got you hooked into this. We've got a comment. I want someone to make a compilation of all the times Michael is fighting with the technology. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sure we can find that. Because the technology is not my friend. I have a master's degree in computers. But that's a curse, because that means that I have to do everything myself. You know? I'm sure there's much easier ways to do whatever I'm trying to do, but I do everything myself because I can. So here we are. And now you have to pay the price, but that's okay because you're a captive audience. So because of that psychological manipulation that's happening here, it affords me a large buffer where I can just goof off. I can just dick around. And you're still here. You're still listening. Is it because you want to know how to read music? Is that why? I don't think so. I think it's something else. Because if you really wanted to know how to read music, you would be on Google right now, typing how to read music. And you would figure it out in 20 minutes. And then you would go and you would do it. And you would practice it. You would wax on, wax off. You'd paint the fence and sand the floor. And then you'd get really good at it. And you would have that power. But you're not doing that. Why? Because your life is stressful. That's why. You know? Because there's other stuff going on. And so you want to break from that. You want something, a diversion. You want a distraction. You want something to just lighten the mood. You want to just hang out with me for a little bit. So I can just, we could talk about anything. And as long as I call it how to read music. You're sitting here, we're having a lesson on how to read music. And you know what? You're all getting an A. Because you've all been fantastic students. You've given me no trouble whatsoever. None of you have cheated. None of you have plagiarized. None of you have thrown spitballs at me. None of you have given me an attitude beyond just the normal, stuff that I can deal with, you know? So I'm fine, you know? This is it. This is as far as I'm concerned, this class is a success. Because we don't need to go beyond this point. Because when it comes to reading music, you all know what to do. I've already explained it. Now, if you want the real lessons, well, the real lessons, you know? Because in The Karate Kid, what happened? Why did he even want to learn karate? Now, if you haven't seen this, you've all seen it, right? You at least know the story. Some of you do. He wanted to learn karate because he was being bullied. And he wanted to fight back. He wanted to be able to stand up for himself. He didn't just want to learn karate because his parents enrolled him in karate because they wanted an extracurricular activity that he could put on his college application. That's no reason to learn karate. You want to learn karate is to defend yourself so that you can stand up against people who wish you harm. And he was getting beaten up. It was a bad situation he was in. That's why he wanted to learn karate. So there's only so much that he's going to blame his teacher, because at the end of the day, he's not looking for an A in the class. There it goes again. Why? The light just keeps changing color. I can't explain this. At the end of the day, he wanted to learn karate because he needed to protect himself. So that's the incentive. So once you have an incentive, everything else organizes itself around that. See, that's why I'm confident that... That's why I'm confident that you're gonna figure this out. Is this something to do with the audio equipment? That's my question. You know, that's the thing that's really getting to me right here. I don't know if Alexa is doing this. I don't think so, because I don't see the light on. That's a C major chord. A chord has three notes. C, G, and E. C, G, E. That's a C major chord. See, every chord has three notes. Some chords have more than three notes. You've got the treble clef and you have the bass clef. Now, you know what these symbols are. You've seen them before. I'm not going to go into them. You can Google it right now. You could say treble clef. You could say bass clef. So if I wanted to please the other piano teachers, then I would explain to you what these things are. And they would say, yes, Michael is a good representative of our community. Well, let me tell you something. There is no such thing as a community of piano teachers. It's not a community. Go onto my website, onto my blog, and read the post, Attack of the Piano Justice Warriors. If you want to see how this is not a community, if you want to see what they did to me. Now, am I angry about it? No. Am I plotting my revenge? Only sometimes. Probably not going to do anything beyond what I wrote. But the reason I wrote it is to make the point that it's not a community. There is no such thing as a piano teacher community. It's a scattered collection of roving street gangs. That's what the piano teacher community is. That's what the piano community is. There's no such thing as a community. There might be some communities somewhere, but you're not going to find that in the world of piano. So what we have right here is a community. Us right here, it's an impromptu community. We've created it right now on the spot. All of us who have gathered in this one spot right here at this time, we are now a community. Now, if you learn about spiral dynamics, which is what you should do, after you watch The Karate Kid, I want you to go learn, look up spiral dynamics. In spiral dynamics, there's different colors, okay? And one of those colors is turquoise. That's the best one. It goes beige, purple, red, blue, orange, green, yellow, and then turquoise. Now, these are value systems. So each one of them is a set of values that is internally consistent and coherent. And each one is a response to the one below it. So yeah, you should be taking notes on what I'm saying here. Now, I'm not going to explain, I'm not going to teach you a class in spiral dynamics, but I think I might actually do that. But see, the book is all the way on the other side of the room. But see, in the turquoise value system, there's no community, because communities flux and change. They arise spontaneously as they're needed, and they are disbanded when they are no longer needed. Now, if you go down a few stages into the blue or the green or the purple, then you have communities that are they're rigid and fixed. You know, so you've got like the church that you grew up in. That's a community. And if you're either a good church member or you're a heretic. If you in your family that you grew up in, that's you take for granted that this is who we are. We are this family. See, that's the purple value system. And you can't change that. Okay, because it's not flexible, because it's taken for granted. Because you got to think, if you go back into human history, prehistory, we didn't have this global society that we have now. Okay, where you've got people who speak all different languages and from all different corners of the earth that are all forced to interact with each other. If you go back, you found that you're in a group of 100 people. And that's it. That was the entire society. It was 100 people, and you knew every single one of them. So there was no concept of, well, let me not be in this community. Let me go to a different community. That didn't happen. It was just, that was the community, and you lived in that context. And everybody believed the same things, and everybody, they used the same language, they used the same lingo. They had the same religion. They didn't call it a religion. It was just, this is what we do. It's just the rituals that we do. Beliefs. It's like, they didn't call them beliefs, because you don't have a concept of belief until there's an alternative way of thinking about things. Then you say, well, this is my belief. You have your belief. But it's like, do you believe that the sun rises in the morning? No, you don't believe. I mean, why would you say that? The sun just rises in the morning. That's it. End of the story. So that's how it is when you have a fixed, rigid society where it's just taken for granted that you're a member of this thing. You don't question any of that. There's no alternatives. But sometimes we have to have alternatives, because if we're here having our discussion about how to read music, and this is our unique discussion, which is not based on music, it's based on your obsession with me. That's what's holding this community together. That's the glue that binds us. So I'm glad that we could have it. You say, well, Michael, you sound like you're a crazy cult leader. You sound like Jim Jones. You sound like David Koresh. See, that's because you're thinking of it in the rigid, fixed way. But if you understand that this is a community that just, it just pops up where it's needed, then sure, you could, the whole thing can be, it can just be a personality cult of Michael just for this 1 hour, and that's it. And then we're done. Then we go our separate ways, you know? See, what's the problem with that? And I encourage you to start your own personality cult, you know? It doesn't just have to be, I don't have to be the leader of everything in your life. You know, you can be the leader too. When should we drink the Kool-Aid? I have here a bottle of sparkling ice black cherry with vitamins and antioxidants, zero sugar. So you're all welcome to drink with me. So does this answer all your questions? Is this a comprehensive, did I give you a comprehensive musical education right here? Michael, this is not a comprehensive musical education. You seem to have left out a few things. You seem to have left out the part where we actually read music. Like, you didn't show any diagrams. You didn't do any PowerPoint. There's no animations. You didn't show any screenshots of anything. You held the book up once to the screen. It was backwards. The camera wasn't even focusing, so we didn't really see anything. Right, exactly. See, now you understand the futility of that type of education. Because you know that real education happens on your terms. You're the one who has to educate yourself. I can't educate you. Like, I don't have that power. See, that's, you're caught up in this rigid mentality. You think that education is something that happens because you follow the rules and you go to school. It doesn't work that way. Education has to be, you have to learn on the streets. You know, education has to be something that is done out of necessity, because Daniel LaRusso wanted, in The Karate Kid, wanted to defend himself from the bullies. So the karate exercises that he was doing, yeah, there's a structure there. It's a placebo is what it is. It's something that gets him out of bed in the morning, something that lets him say, yes, I'm learning karate. But at the end of the day, he's learning what he has to learn. See, they say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. That's what that means. It means that when you're ready, when you have a dire need to learn, it's either learn or get your ass kicked, one or the other. Then the path forward is going to present itself. It's going to become clear to you. And it's probably not going to be on Instagram Live. I didn't learn to read music on Instagram Live. No, but they didn't have that when I was learning. Okay. But they had crazy cult leaders. But I never learned anything from any of them. Nobody's ever learned anything from a crazy cult leader. The only way you learn is by sitting there by yourself, pulling your hair out with frustration, and figuring it out, because you've got to do it. You've got to do it by tomorrow. Or whatever. Now, you understand most teachers have a conflict of interest here, because they're not interested in your learning. They don't care about that. They care about their own reputation. They care about how they look compared to their peers, among their peers, within their community, their purple, blue community. Because they don't want to go to hell. They don't want to be branded a heretic. They don't want to be branded a sinner. So they don't care about you. They're in a state of fear. They're obsessed with that. They're just lost. So that's why I say they have a conflict of interest. They have a hidden agenda. They're doing their own thing. They're off in their own world. They cannot even see you for who you are at all. They see you as another nameless, faceless statistic. You're just a student. That's the word they use. Student. My student. My students. Now, you don't know any of this because you're not a piano teacher. So you don't know how they talk about this. They use the phrase my students, and then they follow that with some very positive, upbeat phrase. My students all do it this way. My students are all learning fast. My students are all happy little elves. That's how they talk. But see, I recognize that you're not my student. You're just, this is an impromptu community. We don't, there's no attachment here. There's no, this is a loose, fluxing, changing, nebulous web of, we've got some comments, half philosophy, half music lesson, perhaps. Right. Well, if you want to see it that way, but I got to warn you that I am anti-philosophy. I don't believe in philosophy. I think philosophy is evil. I think philosophy is just, is a waste of time. You know, philosophy is just, it's an intellectual pursuit. It's something that you do for entertainment purposes. Philosophy is mental masturbation. Is that really how you want to be spending all your time? Or do you want to be pursuing real truth, real wisdom, which is done through experience? It's not done through entertainment. It's not done through just thinking and... But it sounds like that's what I'm doing, right? It sounds like this is philosophy. That's what it sounds like to you. But see, you don't understand because you're only seeing half the picture. You're only seeing your side of it. You're only seeing, you're just sitting there as a recipient of what I'm saying. So to you, it sounds like philosophy, but you're not here on my end of it. And my end of it, it's not philosophy. A philosopher would be attached to the things that he's saying. A philosopher would say, well, this is my theory. I'm going to lay it out. And these are the principles and the claims that I'm making. And here's the proof. And this is the formulation of it. But see, I'm not doing that. Because I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I just said. Because to me, this is just improvisation. Because I'm here, all I'm trying to do is just transmit wisdom. So that's not done through philosophy. Because philosophy is the kind of thing where I would then grade you, and you would regurgitate the material that I laid out, and then I'd give you an A. But I'm giving you an A anyway. There's no regurgitation happening here. So you've already passed the class. I've already saved your soul. You're already going to heaven, guaranteed. So we have no need for religion here. We have another comment. We are Santa's elves. Exactly. That's how they see you. They see themselves as Santa, and you are the elves. Fair enough. Who wouldn't want to be Santa? Who wouldn't want to be an elf? It sounds like it's win-win, right? Well, you should listen to Weird Al. He has a song, The Night Santa Went Crazy. It's not such a happy story. So you got some homework. Even though you already have an A, you got to watch The Karate Kid. You have to look up Spiral Dynamics. And you have to listen to Weird Al, The Night Santa Went Crazy. This is the honor system. Okay, I'm not going to grade you on this. I'm not going to come back and ask for you to prove that you did any of this. You are the one responsible for your own learning. This is your first lesson right here. And you'll know if you pass, you'll know if you succeed, because that's where your attention should be. It should be on the results of your own actions. It shouldn't be on what I'm saying. You know, this is just a pep talk. We're just talking. Like, this is just, I'm just here to inspire you. It's just motivational speech. That's all this is. It's nothing. It's just entertainment. You can just see it that way. How will I know that I'm better than the other students if everyone gets an A? Right. Well, see, that's the kind of thing you're going to have to wrestle with now, because you don't know. You don't know who's better than who's, because I'm not encouraging you in that. I'm not going to encourage you to compare yourself like that. Not right now. Maybe at some point, but not right now. Because right now we're all equal. Right now this is just a turquoise community that has just sprung up. It's a flash community. Do I like Bo Burnham? I do. What was it? Inside, right? That's the name of it. That's the one thing of his that I'm familiar with. those of you who have not seen that, Bo Burnham Inside, you got to watch that too. So your homework list is getting longer and longer. That's the downside, you know? The longer you stay in class, the more homework you're going to get. But, you know, you're the one who made the choice to be here. So you can sit here and say, Michael, stop giving so much homework. There's no way. We don't have time to do all this. What, you think yours is the only class we're taking? I do think that this is the only class you're taking because your life is the only class you're taking. And the question is only, are you paying attention or not? Are you taking in the assignments as they show up, or are you just saying, well, I'm too busy? Because what power do I have? I have no power. All I'm doing is just naming these things. Am I the one who said Karate Kid? I'm the one who put a name to it. But that assignment arose on its own. It had nothing to do with me. Even though I named it. Because I measured it against my experience. That energetic wave that showed up. Karate Kid. That's what you need to see. There's another wave. Spiral Dynamics. Look it up. Weird Al. The Night Santa Went Crazy. Look it up. Bo Burnham Inside. You know what to do with it. See, the only question is, are you here for this conversation or not? Are you part of this community or not? Now, once this live is over, once I click that X, the community is gone, dissolved, vanished, forever, never to arise again. Now, there may be other communities that show up, yes. This may not be the last time that we congregate, but this particular configuration, this is it. So you either make the most of it or you don't. You're either here for it or you're not. You're either on the bus or you're not. So take this seriously, because this is your eternal salvation we're talking about here. Because this doesn't come again. Like, this is it. It's your one chance right here. That's a chord. It's called a seventh chord. It has four notes. One, two, three, four. See, some chords have three notes, some chords have four notes. We have a question. When are these assignments due? The due date has already passed. What? What, Michael? What do you mean the due date? How that's not fair. How can you give an assignment that's already overdue? That's right. It's not fair. Fair is a blue concept, Spiral Dynamics, blue. That's fairness. Justice. You got to pay attention, do your work, and then you'll get your reward. I can't promise you that. I can't say you're going to get your reward if you do your work. Like, that's all on you. You do your work and you're going to get the results of your actions. That's just, we all know that. Like, that doesn't need to be, you don't need to believe that. You don't need to, that's not something I'm imposing on you. That's the natural order of the universe. That's called karma. It's not something I did to you. It's not like it's fair or unfair. It's not fair. Like, what do you mean fair? Fair is something that you invented, that concept. You know, your parents invented it, your priest invented it. That's fair. It's not fair. The universe is not fair. Like, the universe does not care about what your particular society and your traditions think is fair, think is right, thinks what you need to do to be saved. Because that was invented for a different reason. You know? So, like, Daniel can do the wax on, wax off. He can do everything that he's supposed to do. But the fact of the matter is, if that bully lands a kick in the wrong place, then he's going down. That's it. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how fair it is. It's just physics. So just, you know, you gotta come to terms with that at some point. It's called growing up. You know, you got to stop blaming the teacher and understand that sometimes the teacher can do everything in his power to do everything that he can do. And it's just still not going to be enough because it's just not enough. But if you want your best fighting chance, then you'll do what you need to do. You'll do the best you can do. Does that mean you're gonna work really hard? Maybe it's about hard work. I don't know. Maybe it's about working smart. Maybe it's sometimes you got to work hard and sometimes you have to work smart. But how do you know when to work hard and when to work smart? I don't know. I can't give you such a simple answer to that. See, that's the path, the journey that you have to go on. You know, and you have to figure that out through trial and error. So I can give you the exercises, you know, for karate, you wax on, wax off, paint the fence, sand the floor. For piano, I can give you exercises too and give you equivalent exercises, but you have to do them and you have to make your mistakes. You have to learn and then you'll be powerful. It's going to take a few months and you could be the best student in the world. You can memorize all of it like philosophy, but it's just intellectual masturbation. That's all it is. That doesn't get you anywhere. It might be fun for, you know, a few minutes, but it's not going to save you. Okay. I think we're coming to the end of this community. And I think that it's a shame because, you know, I founded this community on certain principles and here we are. We're already at the end of the community and we haven't had a time to develop a shared history or a shared culture. We don't have an anthem. We don't have symbols. We don't have rituals of any kind. Like, I don't know. I feel like something is lacking. This isn't really a fully fledged community. But, you know, but that's okay. I think it's okay because we can try again next time. And maybe there will be communities, maybe we'll have resonances of communities that will arise on different wavelengths. And maybe this is just a small blip. And maybe there will be larger waves. But we'll see what happens. We'll see how this develops over time. So I'm going to be doing a few more of these in the near future. I'm going to try to get out all the big ideas, and then we'll go from there. So thank you for joining me, and I hope that you are doing whatever you're doing, because it's none of my concern. So I just trust that you know what's best for you. You know what you should be spending your time on, because I don't. I don't know. I don't know you well enough to know that. You know, that's all about you. It's all your thing. We have one question here. Do I accept late work? No, I don't accept late work. I'm done. I'm retired now. Okay. Thanks for joining me. Have a good rest of your life, and I'll see you around.